Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Jazz?
Yes.
Hi, Jazz. My name is Jesse. I am the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. You know, it's Tuesday. I'm just getting started,
Yes.
really, right? Jazz, I know, sorry, excuse me, I know you had been speaking to my mapping coordinator, James, and did he do a good job of kind of explaining the basics of the program?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And you know, before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
No, not really.
Okay. Is this something that you've ever kind of looked into doing for your company before?
Google, yeah. I think I even went to Google, what you call those business profiles, Google business profiles. I try to I did set that up though, but I do not know what happened. They asked me some, they told me they're going to mail me some password, and then I didn't get the password in the mail. Eventually, I just don't know if the page ever got uploaded or not.
Okay, well, how long ago did you do that?
Maybe a month ago.
A month ago. Okay, yeah, it should have
Yeah.
definitely come by now. Typically, it'll take like 2 weeks to come.
I was gonna try it because they mailed me a code, but I never received it in the mail.
Yeah, so that is what they do to create a Google business profile is they send you a 6-digit verification code, and then that gets up the Google business profile, and that's where they drop the pin location on the map section of Google. So, because I did do a quick scan of your company, and I don't really see much for you online. I mean, I do see that you have the Home Advisor listing, but other than that, I don't see anything else. Is that correct?
Yeah, that page never probably got set up because of that code. Yeah, I'm gonna try to see if they can mail me back again.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
So, Jazz, we're actually partnered with Google, so that is something that we can help you out with and kind of walk you through.
Okay.
That's just kind of the start of getting your page optimized and getting you on that first page of Google. It's a great
Okay.
start. At least you kind of know the process, but we can work with directly with Google and getting that sent out and kind of staying in contact with them about it. So,
Okay.
and just so you know, Jazz, the major benefit in the position does lie within the exclusivity portion. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out the category, and we actually can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Okay?
Okay.
So, I'm just kind of looking through the notes here. It looks like you've been in business for 2 years, correct?
What, the business?
Yeah, your business has been in business for 2 years.
No, we just opened up the corporation this February. My
Oh,
husband's been
okay.
doing this for a year, but he was working under his name. But he
Okay.
opened up a corporation and and everything. That happened this February.
Oh, okay, right on. And well, hey, congratulations on getting, everything up and running. I know that's a huge feat. So,
Yeah. And
definitely.
it was just something that was on our mind that we wanted to do. Become like a brand rather than just be an individual person. And that's why we started, we got filed with the state of New York and, we opened up the company, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So, definitely, I mean, it sounds like there's definitely a lot that we can help you here with, Jazz. I mean, because part of becoming a brand is having that online presence, right? Having that
Yeah.
name that people can go to. So, it
Yeah.
sounds like maybe this is good timing. So, just to kind of go through the pricing, you received text messages to this phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so personally, I'm a visual person. I feel like most people are. So I'm going to send you a text message with our pricing page and website. So the fact that you've been in business for since February, like officially, does actually qualify you for a new in business credit that I can add to these prices. It brings all the prices down 60%. So we do have options though. There are three different packages depending on how aggressive you want to be with your marketing. Okay, so I mean, kind of, what are you looking for? Like, what are your goals for your marketing?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays Google is like the thing, like that's where everybody comes in, and you know, that's you know, the first thing that, you know, you need help with, you Google it.
Right.
So I understand it's like the guru right now.
Right. Absolutely.
I understand the value behind it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like, just for your area alone, I just did a search into our analytics system, and it looked like there were actually 1,213 searches done in the last 30 days just on that word remodels, right? So we're able to help you capture a percentage of those searches by marketing both computer and mobile devices, and we market it in towards your peak business hours of the day. So the things that the package is going to include for you, Jazz, it would be, you know, our great start would be our platinum package. What that is going to be, that's going to be your Google local optimization set up there for that spotlight position. We are going to get your company in with Facebook ads. It's going to be initial content creation on Bing. We do submit your company with the most popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. And then also we get you that exposure to mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So
I have a question. I personally, like me, myself, I'm a real estate agent.
Okay.
If I want to do something similar with, you know, what we're doing with the GPS NY Builders, is there like a bundle deal or bundle discounts you guys offer?
Possibly. I can see what I can do. Hold on one second.
I want your, we have one more question after that.
Sure. What's your question?
How much, so when, do we get to choose locations? Is that what it is? Because I remember when I set up the Google profile, they let me list the cities. And I think they let me list up to 15 or 20 cities or something like that. So do you guys do something like similar, or can we do by miles? Is that what it is? Because I think miles was a lot better than cities. I thought cities was a little bit annoying because I, you know, sometimes you could be like, you know, next door to another city, but, you know, now I'm limited to 15, 20 cities. But the next
right.
city is not even like a couple of miles. You know what I mean? So sometimes I feel like the radius of, you know, 5 miles, 10 miles is a lot more easier to navigate or to work with.
Absolutely. So it really just depends on location and population. So, you know, in a more densely populated area, you're going to get about, you know, 5 to 10 miles. You know, obviously, if you're in the boondocks, then you're going to get a wider range of people that will be able to see it, right? But that would be for your local listing, okay? So, there, just to kind of understand, there are several different options for Google, okay? So there is Google Ads, which is at the very top, which is really how you're going to target more specific broader areas of people and get you there listed on that top of Google on the first page. But the Google Ads are normally a pay-per-click, but we actually have a campaign that kind of is towards ad spend. So, but it is a little bit more expensive, right? So normally the pay-per-click is like $2 to $3 a click, right? But we allot, it's about $300 on top of the package price that goes into that, that goes directly into your ad spend, and that lasts for the whole month, okay? So you're not paying, you know, an egregious amount of money for those clicks and not being able to manage that campaign. So we kind of do all that for you. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so just to kind of get into the price, I mean, what I can do for you, Jazz, if you did want to do two businesses, so normally the cost, let's say for the platinum package, okay, so that would be the Facebook ads, the local listing, the directory submissions, you know, the mobile devices. Also, we can go ahead and create you a website for both of those. Now, normally the price for that package is $299. But if you wanted to do two businesses, I could do each of them for $249. So I could take $50 off the price. So that's basically
so,
how
but it's just one page, $5.99 per month. The setup fee is $2.99. So you're only reducing the setup fee or the monthly fee?
The monthly fee would be, if you did one business, it would be $2.99 with a $99 setup fee, okay? If you wanted to do two businesses, what I could do is I could do both of them for $2.49 and waive the setup fee on both of them. Altogether.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense? So, yeah, I just actually checked with my manager, and that's what he said I could go ahead and do. So I was sorry if I seemed a little distracted. That I was just checking with him real quick. So
no, that's fine. Yeah. All right. So okay, let's just say I go with the platinum, right? And I get the GPS NY builders, and then I get the my real estate page, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be $2.49 for both of them.
Well, so it'd be $2.49 each. So it would be
$2.49.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna waive the setup fee.
For both of them, yes.
Okay. All right, that's fine, yeah. I can talk to my husband, but I feel like this is something we can give it a shot. And there's no contract, right? I don't like contracts.
Absolutely. So there is no contract. Everything is month-to-month. Now, Jazz, we do ask that you do give it a two-month shot, just to get the most added benefit from the position. But that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or anything like that. It would be
No, I just want to try it out. Because like I said, I already spent, like I was telling James, I already spent a lot of money on HomeAdvisor, and I am not happy with their services. I told James why. I'm not gonna repeat that, but...
He left it here in the notes.
But at the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is just, do marketing and get the word out there.
Absolutely.
Obviously, once there's enough, once people, because we're coming from Queens. So we do have client base in Queens, but we don't want to go back to Queens. We just want to build it up over here. Once you do work, people do see it, and it's a lot more easier to work with people then. It's just the fact that we don't have a lot of work in NASA. That's just, we're just having a difficult time. We're just trying to build a clientele right now.
Right. Right. And, and the best way to do that is through Google. I mean, personally, Jazz, I personally believe that small businesses are the backbone of our country. Okay. And, that's why
I believe that too, because I feel like, I'm a business student. If you really, if you study economics or you study business, you know that, they're the one that are actually, they're the one who's going to bring out the next big thing or the more opportunities. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So, and that's why I do what I do, is because I truly believe that Google is where businesses, especially, smaller businesses, are going to get the most generation and revenue on being seen, right? Nobody is going to the physical yellow pages anymore, walking around and looking for businesses. I mean, people just go to the internet. That's why I really love doing what I do, because I'm very passionate about just helping people, and that's definitely something that I feel I can do in helping you and getting you listed and having people see you and know who you are. Definitely. I mean, this is not normally my forte, Jazz. Like, I don't normally do this, but I do want you to know that the thing with HomeAdvisor, all you really have to do is a quick Google search, and you can see that they're actually being investigated right now by the Federal Trade Commission. So, your grievances are pretty much nationwide. I mean, I hear this constantly, that, they're sharing their leads, they're getting promised things that, aren't happening, that... the leads that they're getting aren't even sometimes real people.
That's what I told James. I'm like, I can spend the amount of money that I spend on one lead with them, right? For that amount of time, if I go to Staples and I print out my flyers, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot more. I'm telling you, I've done this. I'm not speaking in the clouds. I'm telling you what I have done.
No, absolutely.
The amount of money I've spent on one lead, right? And they given me five other competitors with the amount that I go to Staples, I print out flyers, right? And I do half page, right? And then I double that. I reach out a lot more clientele in nearby neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the same thing that they're doing anyway. But now
right.
I'm less offended. But now I'm less offended because now it's not one person that I'm waiting on, right? I gave out my flyers to 1,000 people with the same amount of money. So
right.
now I have at least 5 or 10 people who are, again, making me do the same thing. But now there's a higher chance I'm going to get it.
Absolutely.
I'm
right.
going to get one of the projects. Because there's one, right, customer compared to 5 customers that I'm now waiting on. And again,
right.
they're doing the same thing, right? They're doing the same thing. They're comparing me with 5 other guys out there.
Right, right.
But, like I said, I am less offended now because there's a higher chance I'm going to get one of the deals. I'm going to bag one of the deals compared to one deal that I'm now waiting on desperately because I paid money.
Well, and you know, you think about it. Think about how kind of people's brains work, right? When they're going to Google, right, which is how they're winding up on HomeAdvisor. So they're going to Google, and then they're looking at the ad section. They're looking at the map section. And then they're getting to Angie's List or HomeAdvisor. So you know right off
yes.
the bat that the people that are going there are the people that are also, like, price looking. That's all they're doing. They're
yes.
combing through the entire internet just to find the best
yeah,
price. You know,
I even told HomeAdvisors or Angie Lee, the same company actually, and
yeah.
I even told them, I'm like, a lot of these people who I go to, right, they tell me at my face, oh, we don't want to do the project. I'm like, but I can't tell them I paid for your lead, but you know what I mean? And I'm like, but can I come and maybe see the work? Oh no, we were thinking about it, but we don't want to get it done. Not this summer, right? And then I call Angie Lee, I'm like, can I get a credit? And they're like, no. I'm like, then why did I pay for this? This person, right when I called up for follow-up, right, because they send you a lead and they give you a name and a phone number, right?
Yeah.
I call these people up for an appointment. They're like, oh, yeah, we changed our mind while we were looking.
Wow.
And now I'm like, and I call Angie Lee and I'm like, well, they changed their mind. Well, we can't do anything about that. I'm like, what do you mean I paid, like, so much money, and now you're telling me that I you're not going to credit me back. At the same time, the customer doesn't want me to come in and see the house.
Oh, God.
And that happened way too many times, way too many times. Like, I got into fights with these people. I got, you know what I mean? I yelled out at them because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous what you guys are doing here.
Well, so did they, when you signed up with them, did they give you, like, kind of like an outline of what you could get a credit back for?
There are options, you know, like there are a few things that they tell you that you can get a credit for.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if the person, something financially happened, like they're lost, you know, they lose their job or somebody passes away or, you know, whatever, that type of stuff. But then, you know, that's not
pretty extreme. Yeah, that's a pretty extreme
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
the reasons that the reasons they give you are rare. They're not the common type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell them, I'm like, what if they're just random? And which they do know that. I mean, anybody in any industry knows that when it comes to construction, people are very wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Because as much as they want to get it done, right? It's not that they don't want to. But when they look at prices, they do get intimidated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Because it's been a while since they had construction. You know, nobody gets construction on a daily basis. You know what I mean? They probably got it done in 2005, and now they're going to get it in 2020. And
right.
now all they can remember is the prices in 2005, and now they look at new prices, and they get intimidated.
Right.
And then what they either try to, if it's something that needs attention, right, they try
mm-hmm.
to work it out, you know. And if not, then they're just like, okay, I'm not going to get it done.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, they're very wishy-washy because of the prices. And then on top of that, the way economy is right now, there is a scarcity on the material. So the
yeah.
prices have gone up really, like, a lot. The material is now expensive.
Right. Right.
And labor is now expensive. When I tell them all of that, yeah, when I tell them all of that and they're like, oh, no. You know, and then there are times I have laughed about them and I'm like, so you don't want me to take any money home? Because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to Because I'm like, what the material is going to cost is going to cost, right? I can't negotiate with Home Depot. It is what it is, right?
Right.
And then, so you want me to negotiate on my labor part, so you don't want me to take any money home. You know what I mean? And I laugh about it. And then they're like, and then they look at me like, oh, stupid. But I'm like, but that's what you're trying to tell me. You want me to reduce the price of... What do you want me to do?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, well, and that's where a lot of people back off. A lot of them actually just find, you know, people from streets,
right.
You know, looking for a job, like Home Depot sites have like these people looking for work, and they usually just hire them for small time jobs. And then sometimes they mess up, and then I get a call back. Oh, he left in the middle. I'm like, well, that's why you work with the company.
Well, I mean,
if I leave in the middle of the job, you call New York State and they get on my back.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. You know, and that's the problem with people that are just combing through the internet for price. I mean, you know, you're definitely going to be getting those higher quality people on Google, right? You know, that actually are looking at a reputable company and seeing them and, you know, seeing their website and, you know, capturing that attention. Right, and not having to pay for those leads. At least this will make it so that you can kind of cherry pick the people that you are getting. So if somebody is calling about something ridiculous, you know, you don't have to go to them,
yeah.
Right?
So. No, and it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I hear them as well, but what they don't understand is that, you know, it's the prices are gone up everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I cannot put myself at stake to get your construction done.
Right. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I can't be walking home with no money at the end of the day after I've done so much work.
Well, and yeah, and I hear this all the time, Jazz. I mean, I just had a guy yesterday that ended up signing up with me that was he did garage doors, and he was telling me that on Home Advisor, people were calling and asking to replace their garage doors for $60. And he's like, this isn't the 80s. Like, what do you,
yes.
You know, $60? I mean,
yes.
You think I stole this garage door? You know.
Yeah, no, it's true. I hear a ridiculous amount of money, too. And then they're like, and there are times I look at them, I'm like, so you want me to do it for free? Is that what, that's what you're trying to tell me?
Right, you know, which, and then paying for
like
that
so
lead on top of that,
like,
it, you know, it makes you feel obligated, right? Like you have to do it, you know?
No, and like, then you're like, well, you know, like, what am I doing? Like, what am I, like, you're, you know what I mean? Like, you feel like a peasant. I shouldn't be saying this, but you feel like a peasant because you're asking for the little money that you're trying to make, but they don't want to give it to you. And it's like, okay, I'm not a peasant. I'm a hardworking person.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and that's really what I want to help with, Jazz. I mean, you know, I know that you guys do quality work, that you're just getting into this, and, you know, and there are homeowners there that are looking for your services.
No, we promise quality. We have spent more days than our intended days, only because, you know, just we're looking for that customer satisfaction.
Right.
Sometimes we even come out of pocket just for that customer satisfaction. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we, in our part, we do our due diligence as much as we can.
Well, and then you do real estate on top of that. That seems like it'd be pretty
useful. I do real estate, yeah.
So do you ever work with the owners that you do real estate with, or do you think that's like a conflict of interest?
I mean, I let them know.
Okay.
I don't push sales. I don't, you know what I mean? I do pass my information. But I did get weird responses. Which is funny, which I find it funny because it's like, why wouldn't, like, you know, like, you really thought I was just a secretary at the office, like, okay. I'm just helping my husband out. It doesn't mean I don't myself don't have a career.
Right.
My husband's on the road most of the time. He can't be scheduling appointments.
Right.
Since I am home scheduling my appointment, I don't mind scheduling his appointments. So I do it as a courtesy or whatever you want to call it, because I'm already home and, you know, because I make a schedule and then I go out, you know.
Okay.
But his work takes days, like, you know what I mean? Like, if he's going to start a project, he's probably not going to be home for the next 1 week. I mean, he'll be home, but, like, late night and stuff like that. So he's gone and, you know, out all day and then he'll be home. But, you know, so I help him out scheduling it. My appointments are, my work is completely different. I go out, usually within an hour or 2 hours, I'm back home because I showed the house and, you know, we discussed the details, and now all I have to do is submit offer or whatever, you know, if they are interested. If not, then, we go on to the next house.
And it sounds like, you have some kids in the background, sounds like you're a busy woman.
and that's why, when I usually tell people that, if you need real estate help, I can help you, and then they just give me a face, and I'm like, okay, so you thought, okay, I do have a career of my own. Thank you very much.
Well, I was more wondering if the people that you sell houses to, if you ever give them information for remodeling.
Oh, no, they're a lot more easier to work with.
Yeah.
No, my clients are, if they're coming through me, they're a lot more easier to work with. I just tell them my husband's a contractor, and they're like, and then they're actually more easier to work with. The other way around, for some reason, doesn't really work out.
Well, I definitely could see that, if you sell a house and you let them know that your husband is a contractor, then, I just could see that being really, going hand in hand and being super lucrative, in that term.
Yes.
I mean, I could see, if you tell somebody that you're working on, because I think it's just these days people are so, with homes, I'm sure you've dealt with it. It's just the market is just so tough right now. I mean, prices are so expensive, and, people that are selling their homes, a lot of people are selling their homes to these investors, too, that are making it so hard for the housing industry, right? And then, people are doing Airbnb, which is, I hear in New York, it's actually like Manhattan. There's 10,000 houses that are limited timeshares or whatever, and only 7,000 that are actually rentals. I mean, isn't that crazy? It's like insane for people being able to just rent a place now that they have all these short-term leases with Airbnb. People, these contractors are just buying out houses and then Airbnb-ing them. So nobody can rent, it's just, so I think people are a little on edge with, kind of the just everything when it comes to housing.
The world is shifting, but, and that's what I saw the Airbnb, widely being, I feel like it's going to become a problem sooner or later.
Definitely.
You can't always. You know what I mean? You can't always be using a place for a day or two or a week.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes, like you said, you do need a house. You need a place to live more than vacationing all the time.
Well, that's why there should be restrictions in these, places like that are supposed to be residential.
Well, condos don't have it. Co-ops do.
Well, they're trying to outlaw that too, though. Isn't that they like in some places they're outlawing co-ops that you can't, even have a roommate. Like, I don't know.
You won't believe it. When co-ops hardly sell out. Condos, they come to go.
Yeah. Well, I imagine that houses in New York are pretty expensive, though. I mean, I'm in California, so I know that, houses out here are...
California, even California is expensive.
we're pretty much on the same page in the country. I mean, with price-wise, I'm sure your gas is just as expensive as our gas.
we reached, almost $6 today.
Yeah, that's about how much it is here too. That you have the right mindset. It's like the positivity. I love it. That no matter how hard it is, there's always an option, right? There's always something to do to get out there and solve the problem, right? And that's the type of mentality I like with people I talk to. It's just that there's an option.
I think that mentality comes with, and that's what I enjoy because I used to work. I'm an accountant from background. I did accounting for about 8 years.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what I enjoy about the self-employment, the boost that you get, like the confidence you get. I think I started out with a high confidence in my job, which later just went down because, there's so much office politics and so many people
Right.
But the self-employment is the opposite. It's the other way around. Everybody's giving you a boost. And you yourself give yourself a boost because, you know, you're doing, when you do good, you actually, hey, you can actually say, I did this.
Right, which is why I never took unemployment personally. You know, I like to work. You know, I like to help people. Like I was saying, you know, I mean, it's what I'm passionate about. It's always good for people to feel useful, right? I mean, nobody likes to feel like they're unuseful to people, right? Unless you have something going on with you otherwise. But you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I think we all want to be productive members of society, right? So
yeah.
But anyway,
the 245, the 245 sounds good. If you can help me sign up.
Okay. So you want to do it for both businesses, correct?
Yeah, the real estate page and the GPS and library.
Okay. And too, Jazz, just so you know, the beauty of the program, too, is that it will come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to that, we'll also be able to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if at any time you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, you'll be able to do that with the assistance of your account management team. Okay?
Okay.
And then... just to kind of, I just want to kind of go over to the timeline for how everything is going to work. So basically what we're going to do is sign you up. Then within 1 to 3 days, you know, preferably by tomorrow, we'll get a client interview for you. So that's really where the magic of the program is going to happen, where they're going to get the content editing, quality control. It'll be, you know, the domain name, all of that. So then from 5 to 7 days, you'll get your reporting dashboard as well as submitting both of the companies to all the popular directory listings. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your Facebook ads up and running as well as your website, okay, for both of the companies. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page, okay? So just so you're aware of kind of how the timeline is going to work, all right? So let's just start with this business for right now, and then I'll get the information for the other business after we finish this one, okay? So,
sure.
One second. So, and then for the other business, you'll be using the same phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, so, and your first name, Jazz, is it just J-A-Z, or is that short for Jasmine?
No, it's Jasmine. So it's
okay.
J-A-S-R-E-E-N.
Okay. Jazreen. That is a very pretty name. I've mm-hmm. never heard that name before. what ethnicity is that?
Oh, it's Punjabi from northern part of India.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's awesome. I love that. And do you have a middle initial?
No, I just have a last name.
Okay. What's your last name?
Kaur, K-A-U-R.
Okay. So... for JPS Builders, are you going to be the main person on the
GPS?
I'm sorry. That's what I meant, GPS. Sorry. I'm a little dyslexic sometimes. No,
okay.
Are you going to be the main person on the account? Like, people will always be contacting you. Your phone number will be listed for calling, right? You're going to be on this account, correct?
No, you can put my husband on that one.
Okay. Okay.
I can give you his name and number, yeah.
Sure. Hold on. So what is his name?
So his work name is Sam.
Okay.
S-A-M.
Uh-huh.
That's what he goes by. That's what, yeah. And then his phone number is 347.
Okay.
744.
Uh-huh.
5312.
Okay. And... All right, perfect. So, let's go ahead and do that. And then, what's the best email for you guys?
For the corporation, it's GPS, NY, Builders, with an S, at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, GPSNYBuilders at gmail.com. There's no numbers or anything? Just that,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
No, nothing. Yep.
And then, so, the best email is, or I mean, the best address, is it going to be the 194 Maple Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And so, just so you know, Jazz, this address will not be listed unless you want it to. So, like, if you don't want it listed for the, okay, you want it hidden. So we can do that, definitely. There are a lot of companies that, you know, they work out of their home, right, or their home address is where their business is. So you don't have to list it.
Yeah, this is our house address.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So we definitely will keep that hidden. And then, let's see here. One second. Okay. So I'm just going to get some basic information right now. So, let's see. Okay. So, the phone calls, they'll be going to you, right? I mean, I know we're putting his number on here, but you take the phone calls for the business, correct?
I mean, they can have mine as a secondary number.
Okay.
But the primary would be Sam.
Okay. Okay. And just so you know, too.
Because I can only, I can do, like, scheduling and stuff like that, but then when it comes to, like, if they have particular questions, that I don't have much knowledge of construction.
Okay. So definitely. So the one thing, too, that we can do is give you this is at no additional charge. We can give you what's called a call tracking number. So basically it's a phone number that will be listed online that, you know, isn't your actual personal phone number. But the great thing about the call tracking number is that you can add two lines to it. So you can have multiple lines on it so that if it'll be directed to him, but if he doesn't answer, it could be directed to you, or certain times of the day you can turn it on and off. You know, like have him off and then have it, you know, so it's great. It's also great to keep track of the calls coming in, you know, through our app that we have. So that's something that we can do.
Oh, that would be great. Because like I said, mostly he's on the road or he's at work. So that would be great if I can, you know, take that call. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, send you a application for the call tracking, okay? It's just have that filled out for your client interview. So I'll send that to you in a text message right now, okay? Okay. So then I'm just going to get some basic information from you right now for the client interview for this company. So what would be the hours of operation?
So this is the time we would be getting the calls?
Yeah.
For the
So you can schedule the appointments, but it just would be when you want to be taking the calls.
I think it would be, I'm trying to think.
Like, I mean, a lot of people will do,
10
like...
10 o'clock to maybe...
Okay, 10.
Uh-huh. No, you were saying?
Oh, well, a lot of people will do, like, you know, 9 to 6, Monday through, like, Saturday, and then Sundays by appointments only, stuff like that. That's kind of you know, depending on, or, you know, 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, weekends, appointments based, you know, stuff, whatever you kind of feel is best for your schedule.
Yeah, I think 10 to 6, Monday to Saturday, yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then do you guys have a logo, or do you want us to create you one?
No, how much would that be?
No, it's no additional charge. Anything that I'm talking about is included in the price.
Okay, yeah, that would be nice. No, we don't have a logo yet.
Okay. And then do you have what forms of payment? I know you're just starting, but what forms of payment are you taking for GPS? Is it going to be cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
So we haven't set up credit card yet.
Okay.
So we do like checks or online payments like Zelle or Venmo, yeah.
Okay.
Or cash. Nobody says no to cash.
Right.
But no, the only thing we don't do is we don't do credit cards or debit cards yet, only because we don't have that set up.
Okay, all right. And then, so do you have, it's not required for Google, but does GPS have proof of licensing?
Licensing meaning?
Oh, well,
like New York State filing, or?
Yeah, well, do you have, like, well, you said you became a corporation, so I'm assuming that you have, like, licensing for that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, for the construction, yes.
Yeah.
For the construction, we do, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And
we also do affiliation, which I think I got confused by. For example, we don't have electrician license, but we do have a person on our team who does.
Okay.
And then we only assign him to do it, if you know what I'm trying to say. Like, we don't, but we do have construction license, yes.
Okay, so you have, like, contractors that you work with. Basically.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then the best form of contact is going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All of the above.
Then, for GPS, you're doing remodels, constructions, they're going to get more keywords for the client interview, but what would be some other keywords?
So remodeling, definitely remodeling bathrooms, doing sheetrock work, doing flooring. Do you want to add masonry? We actually have a masonry specialist on the team, so I guess we can add masonry because of that, yeah.
Okay. And then, so for the Facebook ads, do you have a business Facebook already?
So I set up an Instagram account.
Okay.
But I recently just started, so it's not like... No,
okay.
Not a Facebook one, no.
Well, so you do have a personal Facebook, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for the Facebook...
Yeah, both of us even. Yeah, Sam has his, and yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So for the Facebook, what you'll need is a personal Facebook to link the business Facebook to in order for us to run the ads. So basically when... somebody is going through their news feed or something like that, you'll be an ad that will be popping up there. But when they contact that ad, it'll be directed to your personal Facebook. So you're on a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know how to kind of get the link for your Facebook?
Yes, I can get you that.
Okay, so if, when you get the chance, if you could just text me that link to the number that I texted you, that'd be great, okay? So the next thing that I'm going to do is...
Would it be mine or would it be Sam?
Well, so for... I'd say for this one, for the GPS, let's do his, and then for the real estate one, we'll do yours. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. I have my page for the real estate one. I have a page on Facebook.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so you already have that for that. Then I don't need your personal one. We can just work with your business one. So for his, then we'll just use his.
Okay, yeah, I can give you that one.
Okay, yeah, if you want to just text me both of those, that would be great.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Okay, so then I'm just going to go ahead and set up a client interview. So do you want to do the client interview with Sam and you together, or would you rather do them at separate times for since they're separate businesses, or how do you want to do that? Or do you want to just do you and you can do them for both?
Hold on one minute. Sam? Hold on. All right, he wants my phone number.
he wants your phone number?
Which is more work for me. Yes, which is more work for me.
Oh, so he wants your phone number listed instead of his?
No, for the client interview.
Oh, so you're...
Like my number to be listed, yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, hold on. Okay, so let's see what I have available. I do have tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Would that be okay?
Tomorrow at 10, yes.
Okay, perfect. So the client interview will be from 10 to 11. Normally it wouldn't take an hour, but since you're doing two businesses, it might take a little bit longer. So just allow that hour slot. Basically we'll go ahead and, they'll get everything that they need for your business. Now, you don't actually need like any paperwork or anything, just your knowledge of the company, and the keywords that you want, and kind of, they're going to get everything inputted for the URL, everything that I stated before. So,
Just give me 1 minute.
Sure.
All right, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, no problem. the next thing we're going to go ahead and do is billing. So then here, let's see. So for the billing, the address is going to be the same address as the 194, correct?
No, all my cards are on my mom's address. I'll give you my mom's address.
Okay, no problem. But it has your name on it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'll be my name, just. I don't mess with my mail. I keep it all in one place.
Yeah, no, you know what, actually my grandma, I get my mail sent to my grandma's P.O. box. She actually passed away last year from COVID, but... You know, I kept her P.O. box. It's okay. I mean, yeah. But, you know, I was like...
My mom tells me which is important, and then she throws away the other. So she's my little, mailman sorter, mail sorter. She just throws that, and so it's so helpful.
Yeah, I used to do that for my my grandma, sort her mail, and oh my God, she gets so much like propaganda mail. I mean, I won't talk about it, but it's
yes.
It's just crazy the amount of mail that these, you know, I mean, I'm sorry if this at all offends you, but just the amount of mail that politicians are sending her asking for money. Like, I'm just like, what is this? I mean, we're in California and the governor in Florida is sending her mail asking for money. I'm just, I can't believe it.
So, oh, wow.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk mail. And me with like two kids and like two businesses, I can't. The last thing I want to do is, you know, pay attention to like unnecessary or junk mail. I don't have time for this.
Right, absolutely. It's yeah, it's pretty crazy. Okay, so then basically, okay, so the address then would be, what is that going to be?
15.
Okay.
South Gate, and they're two separate words, South and then Gate.
Okay.
City is Hicksville, H-I-C-K-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay.
Hicksville, New York, and the zip code is 11801.
Okay. And then is that going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
Give me 1 minute. Let me see which one you want to hug. Okay, it's a Visa.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then I am ready for that card number whenever you are. So when you say it, I'm just going to repeat it back to you for, you know, for verification purposes, you know, to make sure everything is correct. So just go ahead and give me that card number, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay, it's 4147.
Okay.
1802.
Okay.
9037.
Okay.
1422.
Okay, perfect. So it's 4147 1802 9037 1422, correct? Okay, and then the expiration date?
May 24th.
Okay, perfect. And then the 3-digit code on the back?
525.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now, Jazz, is I'm going to update and process the payment. What I am going to do is go ahead and read what's called a voice verification. Now, Jazz, this is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So just as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just let me know and I'll rephrase the question. Okay, so 1 second.
Okay.
Let me pull that up.
Okay.
Okay, so it would be, all right, pulling that up here. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
GPS NY Builders Corp.
Okay, perfect. So please state your name and title within the business.
Jazreen Kaur, account manager.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, and then, you know, since we are doing this for two businesses so that I don't have to just do this, you know, read the same thing with you all over again, we'll go ahead and do that for your real estate agent business as well. So
sure.
Just if you could state the name of that business.
Jazreen Kaur Realtor.
And please state your name and title within that business.
Jazreen Kaur, owner.
Okay. And then you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of that business as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, Jazz, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So Local Splash will always be calling you from the same 877-635-6225 number. We will never call again asking you for any money or any additional funds. So one of the ways to kind of help with this as well is with the call tracking number that we'll provide to you that I discussed with you earlier, okay? So, and if anybody calls wanting to do any other marketing, just let them know you're already working with us, okay? So, yes. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Okay, so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, Jazz, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of May 24th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. So that will be for both businesses. So your card, just to give you the accurate amount, will be charged in today's date of 5/24/2022 in the amount of $498. So that will be two separate packages for two different businesses, but the same card will be charged for that $498, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month in the amount of $498. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges for the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
So I can cancel any time after 2 months?
So we do ask that you agree to that 2 month period, Jazz, but it, like I said, it's month to month service.
Yeah,
so
that's
fine. If at any time you want to, you know, discontinue your service, you just need to let customer support know 3 days before your next billing is due. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So we're done with that portion. So I'm just going to go ahead and, get some, a couple more details about your other business. So let's see here. Okay. Okay, perfect. So for the other business, let's see. So that company name is going to be, hold on. You said it was Jazz Real Estate, right? Correct?
No, Jazreen Corp. So it would be just my full name. I haven't really opened up a corporation. I'm just working under my name.
Okay, no, that's fine. So
I work. I have a brokerage firm. I don't know if I should be using that, but I just want to brand myself and then, you know.